Good morning. Today's scripture comes from one of the psalms appointed for today's morning prayer, Psalm 133. It reads, "Oh, how good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity. It is like fine oil upon the head that runs down upon the beard of Aaron, and runs down upon the collar of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has ordained the blessing, life forevermore." The psalm is celebrating the restoration, the rebuilding of the temple, which brings prosperity to the restored community. This psalm offers a hope for the reunification of the northern and southern kingdoms, with the dew flowing down from the geologically distinctive mountain in the far north to the religiously distinctive mountain in the south, covering the entire land with blessings. As humans, we naturally make connections and delineations between groups, whether it is economically, religiously, ethnically, politically, based on education, gender, or material goods. The image of hope that this psalm offers is not that these differences exist, but that each of these differences is seen as a blessing, as something worthy of celebration and godly honor. I invite you to join with me today on reflecting on how we each possess and process differences. Do we celebrate differences? Do we explore differences with a sense of child wonderment? Do we look at differences with an eye of judgment? Do we see differences as all equal, or do we elevate some over others? If we tend to have a scale, what is the grading system that we have created to instill a value to each difference? What would we experience if we celebrated each difference as a blessing from God? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 818 of the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 14, for the unity of the church. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice, and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that as there is but one body and one Spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all of us, so we may be all of one heart and one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify Thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever He may send you. May He guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May He bring you home rejoicing at the wonders He has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.